I want you to hear the complete audio of what happened yesterday. It's quite amazing. I want you to listen closely. This is the audio a lot of people have been talking about and weighing in on today. You'll hear it uninterrupted. If I can stand not making comments, I'm going to do my best to keep my mouth zipped and let you hear it uninterrupted on the Dan Gaffney Show.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on now to our scheduled 1:30 public hearings.
Mr. President, could I interrupt you 1 second? Since we have people in the audience maybe expecting me to make a comment on an issue, I'd like to be able to make a comment now and not at the end of the meeting.
We're going to go down to on the agenda. People have been here for 15 minutes for 1:30 public hearings. They should be coming to talk to us.
Well, the councilman's comments are before that. I'll be very brief. I just don't want these people to have to sit for another hour. If I could just make a comment very quickly.
We're going to go to council member comments then. Hold up, what? Just 1 second. This dais is to be used for council business and to be professional. What we're not going to have up here is some kind of political statement or an attack on a council person. That I'm not going to tolerate. So you're going to have time to speak. If something goes off, you're going to be gaveled down, you're done. You understand that?
Well, I do.
Do you understand that?
Well,
you do or you don't?
I understand I have okay. The ability to speak at a council meeting.
And I have the ability to gavel anyone down as the chairman?
Well, I'll be as professional as I always
am. The key word is professional.
I'm distressed to bring this up. I have learned through a local radio show on Friday morning and the same radio show this morning that a member of council has, I believe, put Sussex County Council in a bad light. It's alleged, and some of which was confirmed by Mr. Riley himself on the radio show this morning, that he has received and accepted loads of topsoil that was trucked to his farm for free with large dump trucks and spread for free. He made the statement this morning on the radio that he did not know where the material or the equipment or the labor came from, which I find suspect. I think that's a huge issue, and I think it reflects badly on Sussex County Council. I think that Mr. Riley has confirmed that this has happened. I think it is unacceptable. And quite frankly, I think it is at the level and the cost of the material, labor, and equipment that was used and received, in my guesstimation, has got to be well in excess of $10,000.
The key word there is in your estimation.
That's correct.
I don't think you're a professional estimator. Maybe you are. I don't know that.
Well, I have done some estimating in my time, but I can tell you a triaxle truck typically rents for $1,000 a day. A load of topsoil, the dirt itself is about $450. I don't know how many loads there were. I thought I heard on the radio it was 38 loads of material trucked 9 miles to his farm and spread with equipment that he said this morning he doesn't know who owns the equipment or who supplied the equipment. I think that's very serious. I couldn't imagine.
Be brief, Mr. Luck. We are just about out of time.
I think it, quite frankly, rises to the level that Mr. Riley should consider resigning from the council.
I told you no political comments. We all realize where this is going, where it's coming from. Okay?
It's coming from Mr. Riley. Mr. Riley spoke about it freely on the radio Friday.
You are done. This morning. You're gaveled down. Your comments are over with.
And okay? I think if he wants to...
I'm not going to tell you again.
He can't rebut those comments.
He can do whatever he wants to do. You're done talking. Okay? I'm tired of this politics. This is Sussex County. And to... truthfully, do some of the things that have been done in this political race is a disgrace. And those people who have been out there calling people liars. And it's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. And that speaks of their, the kind of person they are, I think. So
I agree with
Mr. Raleigh,
you
anything to say?
Well,
and there again, same thing for you, but Mr. Averhead.
I've spent a lifetime.
We're not going down this
building
crazy path.
A good name and reputation in the community. I will say categorically, we have done nothing illegal, nothing wrong, nothing even that's out of the ordinary. As I've said in the past, we have projects underway on the farm to improve our pond behind our chicken houses. We are improving the pastures. We are erecting a manure shed. We're doing all of this in conjunction with the federal agencies and the state agencies. We are fully permitted. We are fully in compliance. We have had personnel from state, federal government on our farm numerous times, at times almost weekly. We have never been told we were out of compliance. Somebody actually took the initiative to fly a drone over our farm, take pictures, and then distribute those pictures to individual members of the community as well as the media in an attempt, I think, to smear my good name. And quite frankly, it's very disappointing. In the midst of a political campaign, it really does give cause for question. We have not done anything wrong or anything illegal in any sense of the word. This morning on the radio, the question was posed where it came from. Frankly, I had a brain cramp. I couldn't recall the name of the development. The development is a place called Bayless, which I had never voted on any application for them. If they had an application come forward in the future, I would certainly recuse myself, and in light of the fact that we did accept topsoil. But farmers across the county accept topsoil because when ponds are dug, retention ponds are dug in developments, the developer ends up with a significant amount of soil left over. If you drive down Harmon Hill Road right now, you'll see a literal mountain of topsoil there that somehow, some way, they're going to have to dispose of. We gave a place for them to dispose of it. They, in turn, trucked it to our farm. So we both benefited from that arrangement. And it, as I said, it's very common practice for farms to do that when they're improving their land. We were approached by an individual. His name is Bryce Margery, who we had allowed to cut timber or cut firewood on our farm a few years ago. We had a relationship with him. When he's in charge of getting rid of that dirt on that particular development, and he thought of us, and he approached my wife and requested if we needed any. We said, absolutely, we need some, and they made arrangements to bring it. This whole incident is transparently political. It's very disappointing that council has come to this crossroads, and that I have to defend myself in a gotcha attempt and an ambush here on the dais with the prestige of council supporting these proceedings. It's very disappointing. I made every effort I could to upgrade the level of discussion in the course of the campaign, and we will continue to do so, and I hope everybody concerned will as well.
Any more comment from council?
I'd like to make a comment.
Mrs. Green.
Just on the perception of dirt being hauled from a developer to a council member's farm gives the appearance of a kickback. It's just the appearance of it and the perception that it falls under kickback.
So are you accusing me of a kickback?
I'm just saying it gives the appearance of a kickback.
Well, let me further make a point. We graze cattle. There are a number of microbreweries in the area that brew their beer on site. They purchase grain to buy that beer or to make that beer. when the process is finished, the grain is a byproduct for them. They have to haul it to, they would have to haul it to the dump. We take that grain and we feed it to our cattle. It's a benefit to the microbrewery. It's a benefit to us. We've done that for years. We're not the only one that does that. Many, many cattle farmers do that. And it's actually environmentally friendly because you're not filling up the landfill with spent grain, and it feeds, it makes a good feed for the cows. I don't see how that arrangement is really any different than this. And as I said, I did not vote on any applications related to Bayless or that developer. I don't even know who the developer is, quite frankly. To me, it's irrelevant. But in the future, should they have an application, I will gladly recuse myself and leave the room and not vote on any application concerning them.
Any more comments from council?
Yeah, I have a comment.
Mr. Hudson.
I think it's very, very sad that these people have to sit here and listen to this foolishness. This is supposed to be a professional forum. And for these people to have to sit here and listen to this is ridiculous. And now we all know where the camps are and with this election for Mr. Riley. We all know where it is now. It's wide open. It makes me sick.
Any more comments to council?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We're almost done. Okay, I'm tired of people accusing people of things. I'm looking right at you two.
Thank you.
I think you two should be. Yes, you did accuse him.
I said thank you.
Mr. Benson, can I interrupt you, Mr. Green? I haven't accused anybody. This is, Mr. Riley has admitted receiving free material, free labor, and free equipment. I think that's a problem in anybody's universe. The bigger problem is, as Richard Nixon would tell you, sometimes it's not the act that's a problem, it's the cover-up. And it's a problem when a sitting councilman takes thousands of dollars worth of material, has it trucked for free, and has equipment delivered to his farm for free, and has it moved around. That's not a political statement, that's a problem. And perhaps we need to address that through some rules on ethics in the future. And maybe that's where we need to go with this. But I don't care how you slice this onion, it's a problem and it needs to be addressed. It's unfortunate. I'm sorry it happened. It pains me to bring it up, but the public has a right to know this.
Any more comments from council?
One more comment. Just that the dollar amount when of the two illustrations, the dollar amount of products from the winery or whatever, that dollar amount would be extremely different than the dirt that got hold. That's all.
May I say one more thing? What I'm hearing is that as a sitting member of council, I should not be able to engage in normal and standard farming practices that are utilized by farms across this county. Is that what's being asserted here?
I don't think so.
That's what it sounds like.
Anybody got anything else? We're going to move on, but I'm going to tell you this. I said it a while ago and I'll say it again. This is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. I agree.
I have the floor. You understand that, Mr. Schaefer?
Man, come on. We're almost done here.
Okay. Be quiet, please, while I have the floor.
Okay.
It's embarrassing that this has become how people are going to act because of a political race. And that's exactly what it's all about.
Vincent kills me, man, about how much he talked about as long as there's no political statements. And then he goes and makes the most political statements in the whole thing. But anyway, that's just a side note.
It's exactly all about wanting somehow to figure a way that Mr. Riley doesn't win the election and the candidate that you support does. And that's sad. It's sad to think that you would come up here at this dais, which is supposed to be professional, doing the public's business, and we have gone so far from that. It's embarrassing, and I would think some people up here need to be embarrassed too.
Well, to set the record straight.
We're done. No, we're not going to set the record straight.
I have not endorsed any candidates. You,
Mr. Schaefer,
have.
Mr. Schaefer.
Thank you.
Mr. Schaefer.
I have not endorsed any candidates.
Wow. Wow. That you would say such a thing is just amazing.
I didn't write any letters to the editor. I didn't go on the radio.
Mr. Moore, we're ready for public comment. No, forgive me for public hearing.
Okay. Thank you,
there they
Mr.
go.
President.
There they go. There
I'll
they go.
The
and that's the complete audio. You had a comment to make. You're on the Dan Gaffney Show.
Yes, my name is Kathy from Georgetown.
Yes, Kathy.
And I am just shocked that this all happened at a council meeting.
Why is that shocking?
Because it's right before the election, and that had to be brought up at a council meeting. There is other things going on, too, because I don't think John Riley did anything wrong. He took some dirt. Big deal. Okay? How about...
And labor and the spreading and the site work, yeah.
Right. But how about the letter to the editor, which suddenly gets printed last Friday from Lockwood Development, that Keller Hopkins brought his equipment and fixed their drainage problem for free, mm-hmm. and this gets published right before the election.
That's usually what happens.
I know, but it's like, and I mean, you having this on your program today, it's just...
It's wonderful. Thank you. That's what I think. Let's go to a sponsor segment. Bob Wheatley, KW Commercial, here to talk about commercial real estate for a moment. Hello, Bob. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Good morning, Sussex County, Delmarva. Good morning, everybody. Yes. Wow.
Yes.
A lot of things going on. But I'll tell you what, one of the happening places in Sussex County is Millsboro. Millsboro gets in the news pretty often, and it's usually all quite good. There's a lot of new homes being built, new business expansion on Route 13, 24, and 20. And speaking of Route 20, I want to tell you about a rental opportunity on Route 20, just a little bit west of 113. It's a brand new building next to a brand new self-storage facility that backs up to the Plantations Lake development. It's a great location on the main drag from Millsboro to Seaford and points west. It's ideal for professional office, retail, sales, and service. Unit sizes range from 1,250 square feet up to 4,000 square feet. And since the units are brand new, they can be easily customized to suit, you know, anyone's individual needs. Plenty of parking with quick and easy access to 113. So if you're looking for a high-quality commercial space in one of the fastest-growing areas of Sussex County, call me. It's Bob Wheatley, KW Commercial, 302-841-9320. Talk isn't cheap. It's free. So call me, Bob Wheatley, 302-841-9320.
Bob, thank you, 302-841-9320. Bob Wheatley. Let me read two texts and grab a couple of quick calls. Dan, in what universe is it acceptable for a county councilman to accept thousands of dollars of free materials plus free labor and free equipment, then state on your radio show that he doesn't know where the material came from or who owns the equipment or how it got there? He promised you the permits on Friday, Dan. Where are the permits? Next text. Being in construction, Mr. Shifty Schaefer is correct, but spoils from a job such as topsoil, filled dirt, and concrete are a burden at the end of a job. And with diesel at $4.75 a gallon, we always look for the most cost-effective way to clean up the job site. I've loaded hundreds of trucks over the years removing spoils from a job. A typical Cindy Green, the circus master, and her swamp tactics. Because her and her friends, Keller, Mark, and talk about improprieties, how about her pushing her daughter running for the same government in which she votes and oversees? Nothing positive to run on, zero character. What a darn shame. Vote Riley, McGee or Fuller, and Baker. Let's get the trash out of Sussex County. You're next on the Dan Gaffney Program. Agree or disagree? What's your read on all of this? Hello.
Good morning, Dan. You know, it is quite disappointing for all of us to see that what's happening nationally has absolutely landed in our little county, where there's so much hate for one person and there is such ugliness by other people that they will dig and dig and dig till they find one little thing.
Literal dirt.
Throw dirt in.
Yes, they'll dig literal dirt. Thank you very much. You're on the air. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Dan. This is Ryan from Georgetown. How are you?
Good, Ryan. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Mike Vincent has this right on. Mark Schaefer has brought down his Smyrna-style politics to Sussex County, and it's really disgusting. You know, if people really look into Mark Schaefer like I have and seen the what he's done in the 90s on the Cape May Lewis Ferry Board and how he got fired from that, from embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars there.
This sounds like we're rehashing Mark Schaefer's election. I get it. He's got a past. It's all been rehashed and rehashed. People voted for him anyway.
But people have to realize right now that this is not just Keller versus Riley. This is Green, Schaefer, and Keller Hopkins all together to try to take majority of the county council. So we have to realize what's going on.
And you got the other alliance. There's an alliance the other way as well, right? Very open alliance with Doug Hudson, Mike Vincent, and Riley. They're aligned as well.
Apparently, because Green and Schaefer has made this alliance, and people have to look at it and see if they want to align with people like Mark Schaefer, Cindy Green, or John Riley and Mike Vincent. And myself, I'm going to go with more honorable men like Mike Vincent and John Riley.
You got it. That's why we're having this discussion and the election, to pinpoint and clarify which camp you're in. And I thank you for the call at 302-839-1059. I have to take a break. There's more. Plenty more texts and your phone calls coming. So, if a county councilman is receiving site work with heavy equipment, labor, trucking, delivery of topsoil from a developer, does that give the appearance of impropriety? Should a county council person be receiving those types of gifts? Really, the question that was brought up at county council yesterday. On the flip side of it, you have John Riley, who is a farmer, who says this is normal practice. For people who are doing site work to need a place nearby to get rid of topsoil. Does it make a difference if he's a county councilman? Does, as Cindy Green say, does it give the appearance of an impropriety, a kickback? She used the word kickback, where, you know, there's a cozy relationship there between developer and a council person, council that makes land use decisions with developers. We've had some people who do site work and heavy equipment stuff who have said a variety of things on the show today. They've said, Dan, this is normal practice when we're doing a job. We would love, you know, we bid a price on the job. That price includes us getting rid of that stuff. We would love having a place nearby to take it. And yes, I have taken equipment to help spread it around to the person receiving the soil. So there are some people who say this has happened. Some people say they've received such a benefit. Others say, well, we certainly give away the topsoil, but there's no way we would give the site work and bulldozer and all that to do the work, the site work for us. That's worth tens of thousands of dollars. So we've heard a lot of different things from people who say they're in the business today. Now we're taking your phone calls. You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, good morning, Jason from Millsboro. How's it going?
It's good, Jason.
Hey, listen, lifelong Sussex Countyan, farmer all my life.
Yes.
These developments that come into this area, you know, the farmers are feeling the brunt of that abuse for losing land and such. And there's working agreements that come out to, hey, we've got XYZ number of topsoil. It's going to cost us however many gallons of diesel fuel to haul it to wherever it needs to go. Can we drop it by? Sure. Absolutely. That's just a normal occurrence. I mean, it's getting to the point that we're getting these candidates coming in for what used to be an insulated Sussex County government, that was out for the best of the people, that used common sense, and we had decent businessmen that were running the county. But now we're bringing national sensational politics. And
is it also common for them to provide the tracked bulldozer and the labor to do the spreading and the site work with that soil?
Yeah, because again, I mean, $6 diesel fuel. You know, it's a cost gain for the developers to come in and help move the dirt wherever it needs to be, so that they can dump more. You know, you take take a small pile and make it a bigger pile. You can get more dirt there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's next with this? I mean, are we going to start watching the county councilman run up down the road and call in every time they're riding 5 miles an hour over speed limit? You know,
no appearance of impropriety whatsoever in your eyes?
No, because again, I mean, we're not talking about the job that Sussex County, and he didn't take the dirt as the county councilman. You know, John took the dirt as a farmer that needs the dirt to fix his farm. You know, there were no favors, you know, quid pro quo or any of that nature that, hey, you give me that dirt, and the next time you come up amongst the council, I'll make sure you get a favorable vote. There's none of that. You know, there's dirt used on the farm for a common practice that's done thousands of times around the farm. The same way with the grains, the distiller grains that John, you know, sells and then returns. I mean, it's an environmentally safe practice, just like the diesel fuel is safe for hauling that dirt down the road.
You got it. Listen, thank you. This is the Dan Gaffney program at Delaware 105.9. Great insight from people all across the area calling our show as usual. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. Scott from Georgetown. Hope you're doing well.
I am. Thank you.
I like Mike Vincent. I think there's one thing that he did incorrectly there. He should have never allowed that to happen. He should have never allowed that exchange to happen at an open forum.
Well, it was county. It was on the agenda. County councilman comments was an agenda item at that time of the meeting.
It shouldn't be.
Well, it was tough. I mean, it was.
Okay.
You know, whatever. What are you saying? He should change the agenda mid-meeting? I'm just saying it was on the agenda. I looked at the agenda to make sure. What Mike Vincent was trying to do, because he knew what was going to happen, he didn't want the public to hear it, and he tried to skip over an item that was pre-advertised to the public as an agenda item. You know, I'm just trying to explain that to you. Delaware 105.9. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Dan. Thank you for playing that again. And I have the same question I had when I listened to it the first time. This was so clearly a performance that when Mark Schaefer stood up, his reason for doing it at that time was, there are some people here waiting, expecting me to say some words.
Right.
And I don't want them to have to wait too long. So who was he performing for? Who was his audience that was so important that they just couldn't wait?
Probably TV stations. I'm just guessing. Probably TV stations.
Maybe. I wasn't there, so that would not surprise me either.
I don't know.
But this is I go with Doug Hudson. I go with everybody who's called in. This was And Mike Vincent, I it was on the agenda, and I'm sure it was forced onto the agenda. They're using this forum, this county council, which is supposed to be for the people's business.
And yeah, it's something that's normally on the agenda. It's a moment on that's normally on the agenda at that time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So he used it. He was right in using it. He had every right to stand up as a councilman and say what he said. But was it the time to do it the way he did it? No. It's not the people's business. Not at this point. If you can prove wrongdoing, then it becomes the people's business.
Right.
He's just making accusations.
The proper place to take this, and somebody, I agree with somebody, if you're all questioning it, the proper place to take it is the Public Integrity Commission. That's their job.
Absolutely.
To look at what's proper and not proper, and they can make a ruling on it. That is the proper place. Thank you. Delaware 105.9, and if they say no, there's no problem, no problem. They know all the rules and what appearance of impropriety is and not. Delaware 105.9, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Gaffney. What I want to say about this is, like Frank said, he was performing. Mark Schaefer loves to be Mark Schaefer. He just wants to perform. He came down here with his dirty record. I know it's in his past. Yeah. He hooked up with some deep pockets, and he will perform. I am Mark Schaefer.
You sound the Schaefer bot. The Schaefer bot, like a robot, Schaefer bot.
He is. He's as dirty as sin. He knows he's dirty as sin. He puts a smile on his face and pretends he cares about certain people. So they come to council meeting. Oh, we have to listen to what Mark says because that's the truth. Guess what? All you men that called out and told the real truth about what farmers do and what contractors do, you're the real heroes because we should hear this before the election, before Mark Schaefer.
All right, thank you. There goes Schaefer bot on line one. The text line is open here. Someone says, seriously? I've had companies ask many times if we know anywhere they can get rid of dirt and offer to bring it over for free. Many developers and pool companies are running out of places to put it. Why is this even an issue, let alone one he should be fired for? Can someone explain this? Next text. Good morning, Dan. After listening to Mark S., the speaker of the council meeting, I'm sorry I voted for him. He sounded so small and disgusting. Please don't mention my name for now, says the next texter, but I'm sick of this dirty politics. I am one of the last-minute flip voters in the polling booth during the Burton and Schaefer primary. I voted for Schaefer. I regret it. He is a woke, a cliche. I'm realizing now that he has an ulterior motive, not a good one, coming into this position. I want to remind Sussex County voters Mark Schaefer narrowly won, so we can make sure to vote him out, and to make sure not to vote in his cliques. Hopkins Green Daily. Enough of this. Next text. In regards to Councilman Riley, I would like to know how to get on the list with developers for free topsoil. We have farm animals. Our property is in a flood zone. We are in public service jobs, etc. I don't see a list anywhere to sign up for such a costly give. See? Different. Are we to believe that Schaefer came up with a Nixon quote on his own? The rest of it says, more likely to quote Bugs Bunny, who's feeding him material? Next text. John Riley is the Donald Trump of Sussex County. And Mark Schaefer is the only onion in that room. Oh, my goodness. Next text. They call it Lower Slower Delaware for a reason. All right. What if Dan Gaffney was a rich developer? I'm loaded, man. I've been developing. I've been making all kinds of deals and getting things approved at the county, and I'm loaded. Let's say it's common practice for me to go on expensive vacation junkets in exotic places and wine and dine my friends. This is common practice in Sussex County for me to do this. Let's say I got the money. Forget the plane, man. I got a jet helicopter. I'm going to get on a helicopter. We're going to go here, there. We're going to go, on these expensive trips. Thousands and thousands of dollars worth of trips. This is what I do. It's common practice. So, and I ask my friends. And so now Gaffney asks a county councilman to go. And the county councilman comes with me. I wine and dine and vacate. Would that be okay? And I'm not saying they're the same, but I'm just saying there are some who view the topsoil, the site work, whatever, of being a thing of value. And everyone is saying it's common practice. Well, what other common practices are going on? That's all. 839-1059, agree or disagree. I don't know. Maybe the analogy breaks down at some point. You can let me know. It's okay. It's a free and open exchange of ideas and of opinions. Spiro is joining the show. Hello, Spiro.
Good morning, Dan.
Hey.
What was Cindy Green's comment? I heard it, but I, you know, there's so much.
Well, she was saying, she said it's the appearance of a kickback. And John Reilly says, are you accusing me of taking a kickback from a developer? And she said, no, it's just the appearance. The public will see this as the appearance of impropriety.
I got it. Well, then, Cindy Green, I really tried to keep her out of this, but it seems that she's hitched her wagon to Mark Schaefer's tractor, and it's definitely headed for a ditch, as they say down here in Sussex County. Cindy Green is my councilwoman. I like Cindy Green. But she's also been attached to that 35th conservative district, you know, sort of, you know, those mail flyers that go out, you know, besmirching other candidates. And that seems to be the Mark Schaefer tactic, smear with as much tar. So since she wants the appearance of propriety, then she needs, you know, I'm holding back. If she needs that, and we need it in Sussex County, she should propose to eliminate the councilmatic funds that they give out every year that takes my tax dollars and gives it to whether it's a museum or championship rings. That's a slush fund that the council has. I believe it's $35,000, so it's a lot more than $10,000 worth of spoiled dirt. So if Cindy Green wants to hitch again onto the Mark Schaefer Titanic, then she needs to come out for propriety, for transparency, and say that she will no longer give away taxpayer funds. Because what are those funds for? They're for getting votes. Okay? That's what that slush fund is. It's been going on for
decades.
Well,
they'll tell you, it's an efficient way to fund operations to prevent us from having to have our own parks.
A slush fund.
Right.
Yes, it's an appearance of a slush fund. How about that? And if she's so, for appearances, then put in a request or put in a motion and let them vote to eliminate it and give it back to the people that are putting it in. It's just like Hopkins wants to give land that's paid for by taxpayers for, low-income housing. Let, Hopkins and Schaefer and Green and the cartel and Jack Clark put in a fund and do whatever they, they're acting more like Democrats, slash and burn. I'm getting a little tired of it, and I tried to stay out of this. You know, she's my council person, so I'm calling upon her to propose eliminating
to get rid of the thing. As you've said twice already. Listen, we get it. We get it. Thank you. Delaware 1059, good morning. We get it. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
So I don't think the issue is the candidates. I think the bigger issue is the public, the drama-driven society that we live in. As far as the Rileys go with their farm track, I mean, or even Keller with his business, the bartering system is alive and well. And I think as the government and regulations and everything that pinches down on small businesses, farms, and the public, bartering and doing things for other people is going to become more of a thing like it used to be.
Okay.
So I personally don't think the John Reilly did anything wrong with taking dirt for his farm. It's not a benefit to him other than his farm. It's not a political thing. Both of them guys are good men. I've known them for years. Both of them been involved with their families. I think it's just more noise, and it doesn't really have anything to do with their political stature or position.
Right. All right. Thank you for letting us know. Let's go to this caller who's been so great to hold on. We love hearing your thoughts. Good morning.
Good morning. I got a letter to the editor about Keller Hopkins doing some drainage work in Lockwood Development. Yeah. How is that different? I mean, does he do
I don't know. I don't know anything about a letter to the editor. I really don't. You're on Delaware 105.9. Because I'm not the newspaper. Anyway, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Jason from Del Mar. First-time caller.
Yeah, welcome, Jason.
Thank you, and I love your show. I'm from Pennsylvania, so I don't follow Suffolk County politics. I've been down here for about 7 years. So, like, you know, this comment comes nothing about knowing about anything about the candidates themselves. Only that, and the one texter you had read made a comment about, like, the appearance of the impropriety and about, the topsoil and the spreading work having value. I mean, my comment in that regard is I agree that it does have value, and one statement I wanted to make is kind of like, do all the other farmers have that same level of access to this free soil from the developers?
Mm.
And if the answer is no, then, you know, you could see how there could be people saying that there's the impropriety being there.
Well, that's what one farmer one landowner texted. How do I sign up for this free soil I needed around my property? How do I sign up?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah. So that's what I mean. If anybody else in that same industry, farming, doesn't have that access, then, you know, you can see that it's a special favor in a way. So that's
all right. Interesting. You live here, but I'll call you an outsider's view, right? An outsider view.
That's all right.
It's good. Yeah. Good to hear. 302-839-1059. Agree or disagree. Next text says, quote, Schaefer is a scourge on the county. His political ambitions and team members are obvious. Councilwoman Cindy Green should be ashamed of herself for aligning with his effort. We will be so happy when Hopkins loses and Schaefer never becomes council president. Next text. How would he recuse himself from future dealings if he doesn't know who's bringing it in? Is a question after listening to that audio. There's more to be said, I'm sure, and we'll love hearing it from you. It's 8:24. Coming up in a moment on the Newsmaker line, Mark Schaefer will be live. Councilman Mark Schaefer, who brought this to the county council attention yesterday. We'll get him on live. A couple of quick comments. First of all, you're on the air. Hi.
Good morning, Dan.
Yes.
Sam Wilson.
Yes, Sam. Former Councilman Sam Wilson.
Yes. I've been a farmer all my life, and here's the thing. Whenever I get dirt, I would take it.
Yeah, of course. It's kind of
we don't call it dirt; we call it soil.
Soil, right? Topsoil.
Yeah, if you can get it, I don't see a thing what John's done, but what's wrong as far as I'm concerned?
Okay, man. Thank you, Sam, for weighing in. And you had a quick comment.
Okay, just to let you know, I don't think there is a list for contractors to get soil or fill. All over Sussex County over the years, I've seen several signs on people's property that say free fill wanted. That's all you have to do. I don't think there's a list, but okay. If you put that out, I'm sure a contractor or a developer would take that into consideration. Thank you.
Let's go to the Dan Gaffney Newsmaker line. Mark Schaefer, we've heard your issue here. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. You called for John to resign. What we're hearing today is a lot of people saying that this delivery of soil and dirt and equipment is normal farm practice between developers, site work people, and farmers. What do you think of that?
Well, Dan, first of all, I want to make it clear that I have endorsed no one for any political race. This is not a political
issue. Yeah, but you're helping Keller Hopkins, and everyone knows you support him.
And well, listen, the council president and the council vice president have made full-throated public endorsements for John Riley. I have not done so. This is an ethical issue, Dan. Oh. For an elected official to accept tens of thousands of dollars worth of free services and goods is a problem. And then to voluntarily show up to your radio show and try to deceive the public. He told you on Friday, voluntarily on your radio show, that he has done nothing wrong and that he has, that he braggadociously said, I am a board member of the Sussex Conservation District and I know what the rules are and I don't need to put up silt fence and I have all my permits. And he said, Dan Gaffney, I will deliver those permits to you on Monday. Well, Monday was 2 days ago. Dan, do you have the permits?
What he showed on Friday were drawings and other things that had...
He showed you a folder with paperwork in it, Dan.
That's
do
right.
you have the permits?
I do not.
Do you have the permit?
No, I do
okay.
not.
He told us, he voluntarily told us that he would deliver the permits to you on Monday. Today is Wednesday. We don't have them.
He could easily take a picture and text them to us immediately, right? He could do it right
now. That's correct. He also said that there was a frivolous criminal complaint filed with DENREC and that the Dan Gaffney would receive a letter on this past Monday from the Department of Natural Resources.
Well, that's why I called him yesterday. Right, that's why I called him yesterday. Okay. I asked about that. He said he didn't have it, but he could show me Friday.
So... I think it's a problem for an elected official to take and receive tens of thousands of dollars worth of free goods and services. Whether it goes on all the time or not, an elected official should not participate in it. Whether farmers get, I'm sure there's a lot of farmers get free dirt, but for a developer to show up with a large track excavator and a bulldozer, and then Riley comes on your television, on your radio show and says, hey, Dan, I don't know who gave me the dirt. I don't know whose equipment it is. And I don't know who's doing the site work for me for free. He said that on your show, Dan.
Well, that's right.
Now, that's a little suspect. Okay. Those are the facts. You know, he's trying to confuse everybody, and his impropriety. So here's what I plan on doing, and I think it's the appropriate thing to do. I do not think it's appropriate to try to hide this from the public. I don't think it's appropriate that people get upset that it's discussed in public. I think all county business should be discussed in public and not in private. And I will point out, Dan, that I went as a gentleman and discussed this issue in private individually with the president and the vice president and the council before I brought it up yesterday. So it was not a surprise to them that I was going to mention this at a council meeting. And I asked for the agenda to be followed, and the president agreed that the agenda should be followed at the end of the day. He agreed to that.
Right.
And we followed the agenda. So at the next meeting, which will be after the primary, win, lose, or draw, I am going to make a motion to ask the county council to send a letter to the Delaware State Ethics Commission and lay out the facts and ask them whether or not receiving goods and services as an elected official in the tens of thousands of dollars is appropriate or not. And we'll let them tell us whether it is or not. And then we'll know what the ground rules are.
That would be the Public Integrity Commission, I suppose?
That's correct.
Very good. That would be a venue to hear this case. And
here's the takeaway, Dan. Here it is in a nutshell. And again, you can say, well, behind the scenes, you're supporting, you know, this candidate or that candidate. The fact of the matter is I have endorsed no one. And here are the facts, cut and dry.
We may not have used the word endorse, but you're backing Keller Hopkins.
Well, listen, Dan, here's the point, okay? And then you can, if you want to follow up, that's great. Here's the point. If you're a voter on September 13th and you are happy with the way development is occurring in our county and you don't think anything needs to change, if you don't think we need to make an effort to stop sprawl onto our backcountry roads, And if you don't think we need to do something to change and fix traffic congestion, if you think all that's okay, then you need to vote for the status quo. And the status quo is John Riley. Nothing will change. We haven't heard one word from him on any meaningful idea of what he's going to do to stop sprawl and fix our traffic congestion. All we've heard is a bunch of nonsense out of him. So if you're happy with the way development is going and you're happy with the traffic problems we have, you vote for John Riley. I think we need to make a change, Dan. I think we need to try something new. We need to try something new today. We don't need to wait 4 years to try something new. Traffic is out of control. Sprawl is out of control. And we need to try to do something to fix it. And I think we can do some things very simply to fix that. I have made a number of proposals. And quite frankly, Dan, I have been told numerous times by the county council president, hey, Mark, you don't have three votes. You need to sit down and be quiet. And guess what, Dan? I'm not offended by that. That's the truth.
Right.
I don't have three votes. I don't have three votes to try to pass meaningful proposals to try to fix our traffic problems. I don't have three votes to pass meaningful legislation to try to fix the sprawl into our ag lands and our backcountry roads. And that doesn't offend me. That's just reality. I don't have those three votes.
Does it bother you when people talk about you being a troublemaker and dirty politics and we don't need this kind of attitude in Sussex County? Does that bother you to hear that? We're hearing that today.
Dan, it bothers me when people say we need to do things behind closed doors and private and hide things from the public. I think that's a problem.
Hmm.
I think good, bad, or indifferent, it needs to be discussed in public. It's not done to a gotcha. It's not done to embarrass anybody. But, Dan, when a sitting elected official is receiving and taking tens of thousands of dollars worth of free work and material from a large land developer and then tries to lie about it on your radio show, and quote unquote, yesterday, I had a brain freeze. I couldn't remember who owned the bulldozer, and I couldn't remember where the dirt came from. Dan, I think that's a problem. That's not being a troublemaker. I think that's a problem.
Mark Schaefer, Councilman Mark Schaefer on the Newsmaker line. Mark, thank you very much. Have you had a fair opportunity to explain yourself this morning?
And Dan, all I got to do is, if you're happy with the way things are going, stay with the status quo. If you're not, folks, I'm telling you, we need to make a change. We need to do something differently. We need to try something different.
We'll be back. Thanks, Mark. We'll be back in a moment. Delaware 105. Text line. Delmarva Allstate agent Paul Sarnak, talk or text line. They dismissed Hunter Biden's laptop as nothing to see here also and vilified those who wanted to investigate it. Dan, if a contractor had the contract for dirt removal for $100,000 in Kinsey, $30,000 in removal by delivering it right down the road, why would they not spread it out for $10,000 worth of labor and make $20,000 to be rid of the spoils? Not accurate math, but I'm just making a point. Okay, well, let's get to the phones. These are the phone callers. We're going to have to run through these rather quickly. I warn you in advance. Let's do a lightning round here of phone callers. Go ahead, please.
Kathy from Georgetown, I just want to say that Mark Schaefer says he is not backing anyone, but he just did on your show this morning.
Well, he used the word endorse. We know he's backing. Thank you. Delaware 1059, good morning.
Hey, this is Bill from Dagsboro.
If that's the case, I guess Doug Hudson, you know, he's a realtor, so he'll no longer be able to sell houses or do any kind of land stuff. And then he was also a police officer, even though he's our district representative and his whole family's beautiful and done a great job. Same thing with John Riley. He's a farmer, so
right.
He's not allowed to farm anymore. He's got to be a public servant. I guess someone maybe ought to look at Gerald Hocker, too, since he's a senator. And we'll, look, these guys are bringing eyes to Sussex County.
Right.
And when you move to the beach changes you. You don't change the beach.
Thank you, buddy. You're on Delaware 105.9. Quick comments, please. Hello. Lightning round.
Yeah, we just know we know that Hudson got him his position, and I don't know why he's bashing everybody else. We know he's got problems. It's all politically motivated. Mark is something else. He's a piece of work.
Okay. You're on the air. A quick comment, please. Hi. Good morning. Delaware 105.9. Do you have a quick comment?
Dan?
Yes?
Yeah, it's John Riley. How are you?
Oh, John Riley is on the phone. Hold on, John, for 1 second. Hold on. That's John Riley. Quick comment from you. Hello? Okay. Man, I don't know what's going on here. Let's do this. Do you have a quick comment, caller?
Yeah, just on if you have a campaign and someone gives you more than $100 of either cash or services, you have to claim it in your reports for your when you do your filing. And
well, if it's not campaign related,
Frank was on the air talking about some candidates sharing literally a signpost and somehow wanting accounting
for that's campaign related campaign related.
But could this be campaign related? Is this support? I don't know, Dan. I'm just saying that there's a lot of smoke here. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you. Do you think there's a lot of smoke? It's John Riley. He doesn't think there's any smoke. Is here. We've heard the audio. We heard Mark Schaefer. You want to retort here on the Newsmaker line. Ladies and gentlemen, Councilman John Riley.
So I'm up now, I guess. There was a press release that went out this morning from Mark Schaefer, and I have to say I've read it, and everything he says in there is unfounded. We have all the documents that we need. We're in complete compliance with all the supervising agencies. We have our permits. There are no violations. I showed you that information Friday.
He says he wants to see the permits. He thinks I should see the permits.
Do you have them? Permit number. We could request a copy from Soil Conservation. We have.
You don't have a copy of the permits?
Not the actual permit, but we are. I can have Soil Conservation provide that. I'm quite sure. We have requested a copy of the Deneric officer who did the investigation on the false complaint.
Yeah, do you have that?
We've actually.
Did you have it?
Taking it all the way to the secretary's office, and we are waiting for them to provide that to us. I'm hoping to have it for you by Friday, but
right.
We are attempting to get that. If you are doubting my word.
I'm not. I'm just trying to follow up on what you had said. You said you were going to give it to me on Monday, and I just wanted, I guess.
No, I said that the officer said we could apply for it on Monday.
Oh, okay.
And it would be a process because they have to approve its release. They don't give them to just anybody. You have to have a reason for it.
I have no doubt, John, that you will show all of this. I don't doubt your word. I just want to follow
up. This has been really an outrageous political stunt, and that's really all it is. And I have to say that it's designed to take the spotlight off my opponent. Keller Hopkins has been sitting on planning and zoning since 2015. He's voted on thousands of units being approved in that area, and now he complains about sprawl. And the worst part is he has voted to approve developments, and then his construction company has accepted contracts to work on those developments.
That would be an appearance of impropriety for sure.
That's a direct financial gain as a result of his vote. I never voted, and the development name where this dirt came from is called Bayless. We are dealing with a subcontractor.
It's being developed by Inside Homes, right?
Right, but we don't have any. This has nothing to do with them. They hired a subcontractor to remove the dirt. so that they can clear these lots so that they can be built upon. And we've been interacting with...
You don't think there would be any conflict in the future with an Inside Homes question that comes before you?
As I said, I wasn't even aware that it was Inside Home until we checked it out, you know, after the fact. And I'll point out that he's been working with my wife, who really, I have to say, runs the farm for the most part. And she mentioned it to me in passing. It didn't click with me. And that's why the other day, it just didn't come to mind offhand.
Look, but, we've learned, it's clear, we've learned from many eyewitness testimony today, if you will, from farmers that, yes, this is a regular practice. So in that, it is true. What Cindy Green said yesterday at the council meeting is it's the appearance to the public of a kickback or the appearance.
In her opinion.
Well, yeah, I'm asking opinion, you, yeah, it, so I'm giving you a chance to rebut that.
No, absolutely not. No, that is absolutely false. It's not. I mean, there is no quid pro quo. I didn't vote on anything concerning that development.
She didn't say there was. She said it's the appearance of.
Appearance? What does that mean? I mean, in her opinion, it's an appearance.
Of impropriety.
This is a routine agricultural practice that we are engaging in. We are the projects we have on the farm are in complete compliance with all the supervising agencies. I mean, what is the you know, this is transparently political 2 weeks out from a contested primary.
You did say that you would recuse yourself from any vote involving this developer.
I have a track record of recusing myself. We have had applications come across from Big Oyster where we get grain that we feed the cows. And I have recused myself in the past when their application came across for our vote. And I would, because that's the right thing to do. Unlike my opponent, who has, you know, equipment sitting at Welch's Pond right now, where he voted to approve it, Weatherby, Independence. I mean, there's a long list to approve, and then accepted contracts for his construction company. That's a direct quid pro quo financially.
Right.
That is not the case here.
Exactly. Now, thanks for explaining. You get the final word. We have about a minute left.
You know, this is Mark Schaefer's Smyrna politics come to Sussex County, and quite frankly, I think we've all had enough of it. You know, the negativity and the difference really at the end of the day is the two different visions. I mean, do you want their vision, which is high-density development from Lewis to Milford, or do you want, you know, the high-quality, measured development that we are experiencing now? There will continue to be growth. We are in a growing area. There's no question about that. I'm not in favor of just granting 12 units to the acre unilaterally and making it easy for developers to just load us up with tens of thousands of homes. I mean, we will look at each application individually on its merits. If they have checked all the boxes, then yes, they have a right to do what they want to do. But we are not going to unilaterally, as they say, increase the inventory of high-density zoning areas, you know, just so they can make money.
Have you had a fair opportunity to explain yourself here?
I think so. I mean, you know, it's this has been a very unpleasant and sordid, you know, event. And I really would have preferred to stick strictly with the issues. But, you know, again, we have Mark Schaefer politics inserting themselves into this, and it's just transparently political, Dan.
John Riley, thanks for being on the Dan Gaffney Morning Show Newsmaker line at Delaware 105.9. And Wednesday Wonder Pet, brought to you by Concord Pet. And if you go to the Brandywine Valley SPCA in Georgetown, there's a dog available there named Brody. What a cutie. Brody's a mixed breed large dog, over 44 pounds, only a year old in the large dog hall. Please adopt. Don't.